Tennessee, in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree.
There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside.
I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied.
Got the storytelling, ego swelling,
pillow talking, moonlight walking, sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags podcast. I'm Chris Yeppa.
I'm Katie Norgren. I'm Katie Norgren.
You are.
I am. Nobody else is, except for like five people in, you know,
Minnesota.
Thank you for knowing the state, because I could not pull it out of my brain just now.
It's the only one that you get to say with a fun accent.
Florida. No, you're right. It's Minnesota.
Minnesota. It's, I guess when you guys are listening to this, it's 2018. I hope it's good.
It's 20 great teen.
Oh, that would actually be a really good
20
one.
Gay teen.
It's, I wrote in my bullet journal that this is the year
of... Can you say bullet journal without shifting into that tone?
No.
Is that italics in your voice?
Yes, my bullet journal. At least I don't say Bujo.
Yeah, but you tagged it that before.
I've never tagged it that. Katie, I've never tagged it that.
Okay, thank God. You've only said it in that accent to me.
Bullet journal.
Bujo.
But I did my 2018 cover page.
2018.
Oh, no.
No.
I like 20 great teen.
That one's
but I made it the year of vigilant optimism.
Oh, that's,
you know,
cool.
Stay ready to strike, but like keep a good heart.
A glid heart.
A glad heart. A good
a
heart.
A glid one.
A glid one.
If you can hear in the background, I don't know if you can.
Oh, they can. It's picking it up.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's so playing this is, Rush downstairs.
Yeah, this is, Neil Peart is in the basement right now. He is banging out the, Neil's banging out the tunes. No, Jacob is one of the drummers for our New Year's party, is practicing Closer to the Heart downstairs. It sounds so fucking good, even without the cool bass and the cool drums and
I'm
the cool
extremely
voice.
Excited about it all.
Yeah, we did my rehearsal before we went for and it was pretty good. I don't even know if you can tell, but I have a cold, and I sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All things considered, yeah.
How was your Christmas?
Pretty uneventful.
Good.
Blissfully so.
You had some fam jam times?
Yeah, we had a little fam jam times. Tessa and I, we went to my parents' house on the 24th, and we stayed till the 26th, and we adopted...
Ooh, you just, like, stayed over there for a couple days?
Yeah, two nights.
That's cute as hell.
Yeah, I mean, it's comfortable to steep there, like
yeah,
a tea bag.
Yeah.
It's pretty quiet out in Cloverdale, so, yeah, we went out there, and then on Christmas Day, I picked up past guest Pam Choi. Who I don't really know all that well, honestly. It's just she said she wasn't going to be with her family for Christmas, and I offered it, and she said yes immediately, which I love. Like, say yes to the dress. Like, say yes to my mess of a family. And so, yeah, she came for Christmas dinner, and she was well-loved, let me just say. Like, the whole family just, she's super socially capable, and so everybody was just
I
like
how that's your, we know so many people that aren't, so it's
well, it's
funny.
True, though. Like, even people that I love so, so deeply, like my wonderful, lovely ex-boyfriend, Mike, when he can talk to people, but he just is not easy at talking to people. He seems aloof to a lot of people, whereas Pam was just like, yeah, what's your deal? What's going on with you? Hey, that sounds great.
She's curious.
Stay curious.
Yeah.
She does.
She's a wonderful, wonderful comedian. Mm-hmm. I remember her on our podcast that she was asking us questions. We're like, haha, don't interview us, but seriously.
But seriously. But do, I'll tell
questions.
I'll tell you the answer. But yeah, no, she was awesome. It was a great addition. And my parents bought me a case of wine.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to figure out how to turn that into a joke. I was like, well, that's basically the bougie version of John Bender getting a carton of cigarettes in The Breakfast Club.
Well, I just liked your picture of that you took of, like, a case of wine, like a weed magazine and an Instant Pot magazine. You're
yeah.
like, oh, my God, my parents understand me now.
Yeah, they've made the effort to understand me this year, so they just bought me a giant thing of booze and a weed magazine. I was like, oh, thank God, a magazine for weed.
And it's called Weed Magazine.
I think it just has marijuana.
Holding your own weed magazine.
Holding your own weed in your Vahinier magazine. Oh. It's nature's pocket. With apologies to Broad City. So, yeah, here we are. We don't have a guest, obviously.
I had a good Christmas.
Did you? Oh, yeah, I gotta ask you.
I gotta ask you.
Tell me all about your Christmas.
I don't know.
Which is also your birthday.
It is my birthday. I had a really good birthday party. You guys heard the episode from that. It was everything that I wanted. The house was flooded with candles and lovely, nice, and all that. It
Hooganess.
Was great. We took a Greyhound bus up to Oof. Kamloops, and it was actually the smoothest bus ride. It was one of those, like, they had oversold the...
previous bus or something, or
they just, it was the first bus in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. Oof, god damn it,
Marone.
And but they oversold the route, I guess, and so they put us on, we were on a Trax coach. I used to work in tourism, and so I know that Trax actually has the best buses. And so it was like kind of luxurious, and they had plugs at every seat and really comfortable. Ooh. And lots of leg room.
Any wiffy?
No wiffy.
Too bad.
I'm sure that there was, but I was just listening to shows and
that's not bad.
But there was like a group of like, you know, stereotypical gay dudes, like bears, going on like a road trip to somebody's parents' house.
Oh my god.
And like, they were actually pretty fucking annoying for the first part of it, because they were just like, let's do shots. And I don't think they actually did shots, but just like,
gays in the morning.
I was just like, come on.
They probably didn't sleep the night
exactly
before.
And so eventually they all kind of crashed out, but they definitely like complained the whole way. And so I'm just like, I have headphones.
Quiet down, and then, homos.
And then these cuties, like, this one girl was sitting in a single seat behind me, and then a guy got on at Abbotsford or something, and they were both going up to Kamloops, and they just talked the whole way. They just met, and it was really cute, and they were just talking about all the different traveling that they did, and they were so in their 20s.
Oh my god.
That, like...
Did they definitely have sex in a bus bathroom later?
I don't think so. No, they were, at the end of the conversation, they were just like, okay, well, have fun in Kamloops. Maybe I'll see you on the bus back. But like,
have a
they
good didn't life, know. If,
and they're just like, maybe we'll. And but they were talking about traveling the whole world, and they both traveled lots of places. Like, maybe next time we meet, it'll be in like Belfast or something. I'm like, that's so cute.
That's
and
wow.
I really hope that they do.
That is the kind of conversation in a bus that everybody, like, not everybody dreams of having, but everybody hopes that's the conversation you'll have. And generally speaking, it'll be just like, I just got out of prison. I stabbed a mailman.
But they were just so...
Because he was stealing my secrets.
But the guy especially was, like, so in his 20s. It was very sweet that he was, like, imparting this wisdom about traveling the world that I've heard, like, a million like, times before, but...
Make your plans, but throw those plans out the
yes!
window.
Yes! Like, lots of that kind of stuff. And also, it's like, you've got to go to Venice because it's sinking, you know? Like, it's going to disappear, blah, blah. And, like, it's all true. And it's not, like, it's just a little cliched and adorable where it's just, like, it's like he was having the thought for the first time and
whenever
he was so
sweet. Young people are doing a wisdom, it's the cutest thing. And I say that as somebody who is obviously not yet wise, but much wiser than I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
At 22.
It just was extremely cute.
That's
so that was
very
nice.
Cute. That and is, then, wow, a nice bus ride.
Yeah, it was good. The roads were clear. We don't drive up there because we expect it to be, like, terribly snowy conditions.
You'd rather leave it up to be to the drive air.
Mm-hmm. Leave the driving to us, as Greyhound's slogan used to be or something.
Hey, do you want to get loaded on a bus?
You're not allowed to drink on the Greyhound.
You're not allowed, but...
Anyway, and then the... So it was super clear, and then we spent a couple days at Ed's parents' house.
Drinking.
Yeah, they're teetotalers, and so were we, and I don't miss it when I'm there. I'm like, normally I'm just like, you know, in the holidays you have Baileys in your coffee in the morning and blah, 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 but they're just, the atmosphere is not set up for it. There's lots of little kids running around, and we just stayed up like until 1 a.m. playing fucking Quiddler, which is like Scrabble with cards.
Jesus.
And it like a game can go on for like an hour and a half because you just keep like, and we just were like drinking tea and eating shortbread, and it was so fucking
wholesome.
You're
just like going full Nana.
It was super wholesome and lovely.
That's great.
And I got Ed's sisters really, really super into bullet journaling.
Well, you've gotten me into bullet journaling because that's my New Year's resolution, sort of like
start a new book.
Start a new because I'm almost done my most recent comedy notebook, which means that I've gone through two of them in like 2.5 years, which is not that many, I guess. But also, I've never filled a notebook before.
Mm-hmm.
Like I usually go 10 pages and then abandon it, and then start a new one because I'm like it has to be fresh.
Yeah.
But with comedy, it's just scrawl, 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 and so I feel like if I can repurpose a bullet journal to also be that.
Mm-hmm.
To be, like, keeping myself organized, but also just maintaining all of my...
That was the thing of, like, how I got the sisters involved in it, because they were like, oh, but I have my notebook for, like, my favorite quotes, and I have my notebook for my drawings, and then I have my agenda, and then I have my address
book.
Baby,
make
it
one notebook.
Just make it one thing. And Ed's one sister is just like, she's like, I'm such a perfectionist. And she was, like, going through my book. She's like, and I see, like, all the mistakes that you've made, but in a good way, like, that you just roll with it. Like, she's so sweet. That came out sounding wrong. But she's just like, I think this will help me get over some of my perfectionism.
Yeah.
Where you just, like, have to just do the thing.
If you fuck up on a page, like, you can't just tear it out. Like,
yeah. I mean, she's like, have you torn out pages? I'm like, yes. But not if I, usually there's something pretty on the other side that I don't want to tear out, so then I just live with the mistake on the other page. I'm like, fucking do it in pencil first, and then
and also nobody ever has to see it other than you if you don't want them to.
You don't have to post it on Instagram like I do every week.
I love it. I think it's great. And it seems like that has been something that has kept you more mentally healthy than you might have been otherwise this year.
Yes, extremely much. Yeah. Because it's like, I have a modicum of control over some
things. Routine that comes every Sunday after you do the podcast, you edit it, and then you do your bullet journal pages.
I do the bullet journal while I re-listen to this podcast over, so.
So you double up.
I do. That's amazing. Usually I've got a pan of roasty veggies going in the oven at the same time, and maybe a load of laundry going in.
You are.
I like to start my week off right. It goes off the rails by Tuesday, but at least I can get a good fucking start to
it. I think that this week is going to be, that we're rolling into, is going to be great start. I think our New Year's party tomorrow is going to be fantastic once this comes out.
And it will
be
done. It's a super moon.
It's a super moon. A lot of cool people I know are coming. I'm really excited about it, and I'm apprehensive about the new year. I think, like, what was your phrasing? It was
Vigilant optimism.
I like that a lot. I think that's really, reminds me of Avery's resolutions for the year. I believe we had her on in January of this year, and she spoke about sharper claws, nobody goes hungry, and a couple of other things. Mm-hmm. It's like softer something, sharper claws, nobody goes hungry. And I just really liked that. I was like, one of my things this year is take up more space. Bullet journal, which, I mean, I'm a pretty organized person to start with. I don't let a lot of balls fall or drop or whatever your preferred verb is in this case. But
you can put, like, your meal planning stuff in there.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I normally do these things on separate cards and stuff. And I go, like, my grocery shopping list, I will always put on a card because then I can throw it out.
I'll show you my trick of the post-it note thing.
Fuck yes, bitch. I want to get into it. I love supplies.
Yeah.
And washi tapes and things, all of your cool shit.
Yeah, the sweetest thing is that Ed's sister did get she got me a Chapters gift certificate for my birthday, and so I bought a new book for work, so I got to start, a brand new one, and we all went to Michael's together, and we bought washi tape.
Oh my god, you guys are such goombas.
And now I want to have a bullet journal party where, like, everyone brings their shit together, and then we trade supplies.
I'm into it.
Because, like, I'm bored of my tape, and I don't need to buy more, so I could, like, trade with people. It's very, very, like, nerdy, but that's
what
I did my year, like, my looking ahead for the next 5 months in my journal, in my personal book, and I was like, I have nothing to look forward to.
Oh, Jesus.
And that made me feel really sad, and then I started actually going through in detail. I'm like, no, I do. Like, so January, I want to have this bullet journal party, and you and I need to, like, stockpile a whole bunch of podcasts, because then I want to take a vacation in February.
And I'm going in March.
Exactly. So we need to work on that. And then I'm like, ooh, also in March, I have the comedy festival that I bought lots of tickets to. And then there's, like, a whole bunch of my friends' babies are being born or turning one coming up. So, like, one or two. So I like to do little things for the parents, usually, for, the early birthdays.
Because
kids don't give a shit about what presents they get, but
they
if I could give the mom, like, here's a massage and I'll babysit for you for, like, an hour,
No kidding.
Go get your shit taken care of.
Yeah, your shit is all apart. That's wicked. That's
awesome. That's kind of my focus for, like, the next 5 months is just, like, look after friends.
Aww.
A little bit.
That's beautiful.
I don't really have anything that I need to do. But I want to refocus. I've got, all the tracks for the Everybody Kiss record that I need to redo all the cello tracks on because they came out fucked up, super distorted and out of tune. And we were trying to do it live off the floor with a string instrument with no frets. It sounds awful. So I need to just redo them here in the studio. We need to vocal overdub. And then I'm like, I just need to also keep writing my own music because I've stopped doing that. So
You were doing it a lot for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
After Edinburgh, especially.
Yeah, so I kind of want to try to invite that back into my life.
Yeah.
Because every fucking horoscope is like, take control of your own creativity.
Destiny.
And just create things, and that's going to bleed into every other facet of your life.
Every time I've pulled a card for you in the last little while, it's been all that.
So every Chani Nicholas that I read, and every card that you pull for me is just, like, embrace your own creativity. Yeah. It will help you in everything, so, like...
She's mystical, and I just know you really well, so...
So, therefore, I feel like it's totally peer-reviewed.
Oh, yeah. It's 100% factual.
Universally peer-reviewed.
By the universe.
Hence the universally.
Yeah, I got it. I was just sorry.
God, Katie. God. You wrecked it. No, I'm just kidding.
Fuck.
But so I'm hoping that embracing my own creativity and my own, like, identity again will help me in my workplace where I've been feeling a little bit...
subsumed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy crap, yeah. You've had a crazy year.
Yes, but I'm going into it with a lot more structure and I feel good.
You have a lot more of an idea of what to expect now.
Yes. Because
there's been so much upheaval, like I won't even get into the details because it's too revealing, mm-hmm. But like, you didn't expect to be where you are right
yeah.
now at all.
Exactly.
At all, and yet here we are.
Yeah, it was outstanding, and now I've got, like, a good team, and I asked for help at the end of last year, and so now everyone stepped up to really fill in, so, like, our work is divided a lot more equally. We have good roles and goals.
Roles and goals.
That's all I need, man.
Roles
I just
and
need
goals. Gotta have a rhyming plan.
Yeah.
It's important. I think, yeah, that's... Yeah. So, yeah, you made me think again about, we always got to do, like, what are your goals for the year? Like,
yeah, this is our January 2nd episode.
So, last year I was like, oh, I really want to just keep going to this gym. And I did. Like, that is the one thing that I have done in my life that has to do with exercise where I went, I like this thing, I'm going to just see where it goes. And I kept going, I've been going for a year. And I've never really missed more than a week at a time for an illness
good
or being
you.
Away or whatever. And I just really love it. It's great. I, again, still never lost any weight or anything like that, but I'm a lot musclier. My body recovers from things faster. Like, I got this cold 2 days ago, and I'm already feeling pretty
just
fine.
Just kicking its ass.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know what? I went to the gym yesterday, and I was sweating, and I was so weak, and I was so shitty. But then I got home, and I took my big-ass bath, and I went to bed, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, I feel a lot better.
So good.
So just, like, sweat out the goo. Just get it out of there. Just fucking get it out of there. So good. So I want to keep doing that. But I want to add in a little bit more. I want to maybe actually incorporate some cardiovascular exercise into my routine because I'm definitely noticed I'm getting winded because my muscles need so much blood.
Okay.
I've actually found that it's harder to go upstairs now, even though I have more muscle. It's just like I get
it
way
draws,
more exhausted.
It draws out of you, basically.
Yeah, it uses more power.
Oh my god, you just Tim Allen.
I just Tim Allen you.
Oh, you just Tim Allen all over.
All over the place, and now we have to pause and get cleaned up.
Gross.
So yeah, I wanna push forward just a little bit on the physical activity. I want my diet to be better in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I just...
Put things into your body that make you feel good and vibrant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always what I say that I want to do. And that's always the first thing to go when I'm not happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's my plan for that is I've had these fucking Janine Roth books for like 2 years. And I've only read half of one. And every time I read a page, I'm like, oh, I'm being seen. I understand now. So... Okay, so that's like the
so
overarching goal.
So read some more of that and put down your favorite bits into your bullet journal.
Put it down in the old Bujo. Fuck!
Ah!
I said I wasn't going to do it, and then I did. but yeah, no, the idea is like fall in love with my body a bit more. Learn to appreciate its things. I've learned to appreciate its strength this year and its ability to rebound, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's an amazing first step.
If I'm being honest, I still fucking hate looking at it. And I don't like being in it most of the time. It feels very uncomfortable. But that's, you know, a toxic beauty standard environment that we live in. But I want to get over that as much as possible without like dropping 50 pounds, you know,
mm-hmm.
like I don't want to be like, oh, I'll lose weight and like myself. That's not how I feel. But
yeah,
like,
you got to work on the liking.
I want to like myself first and then see what happens because I still don't like looking at me, but I like myself better now than I did a year ago.
Yeah.
So that's something and that's good. So I want to do that. I want to try to bullet journal a little bit. And I want to be more consistent with comedy. I don't want to go harder, but I want to do a mic a week and a show a week if I can. So
nice.
two spots a week is the sort of the goal that I want to achieve. And I want to try working on more stuff. And
yeah
that's pretty much...
Write some more new materials.
Definitely write more new material. And
so that
finish
means...
Ghost House. I want to finish writing Ghost House this year, if not start recording it.
Yeah.
Which I still hope to do, but...
This feels like... I don't know. This year feels like it's got real creative potential.
I think that we've had 2 years in a row that were just unbelievably difficult
mm-hmm.
and, like, so full of confusion and whatnot that we've all gotten...
Instability.
We've gotten used to the instability now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're prepared to flourish in rocky soil, like a dandelion or something.
I like it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, you know what?
We can't be hothouse orchids. We got to be little beautiful weeds.
Yeah, the conditions aren't going to improve, you know.
But my tenacity is growing.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, sometimes like when you have the creative, it's like, oh, I just have to wait for the creative impulse to get me. It's like, you know, that's not going to happen because circumstances are fucking wacky right now.
No, you know what helps is having a routine and fucking making yourself write something. And if it sucks, whatever, you still did it.
And so now it's Saturn returns to Capricorn, which is all, it's my ruling planet, my ruling sign
mm-hmm.
for the next 3 years.
Yeah,
is
crush
the
it.
Is the like the domination of like that shit, and so
domination is the word.
And so this next year is for everyone to like plant the seeds for stuff to grow for the next couple of years. So,
shit, I'm into it.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Thing.
Tess and I want to like start putting down a bit of roots on the old commune plan.
I love that you're actually going for it.
If some things
We've
come together.
In some of our very first episodes of this podcast, it was like, man, it'd be so nice to have like a Gulf Island commune where we have goats and little houses for all of our different friends that
we could get a
need some escape from society.
We could get a 2-acre plot for less than our apartment costs.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
Shit! Shit!
Shit. I just kind of want to, like, just slowly bring everyone over. It's like anybody, because a lot of people I know want to move to the Comox Valley or up to Nelson or something. I'm like, what about Salt Spring, though?
Just come with me. But what about Comox Valley, though? Because that's
See, I would live there. Tessa wouldn't.
Why not?
She's obstinate.
Oh, okay.
I love her very much.
Comox Valley is gorgeous. It's surrounded by lots of lush nature, and you can drive to Victoria as opposed to having to...
You don't have to convince me.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, there's certain things that in a relationship you just don't argue with somebody because you're like, this is going to be circular
this and
frustrating.
This is not the hill that I die on today.
It's truly not. And I mean, I love Salt Spring. It's my favorite place, and that's where I'd like to go. But I'm just so fine with looking at other options. Whereas Tessa likes to put blinders on and, like, focus on the one thing, and she wants to get that thing, and she's very disappointed if that doesn't
But, I mean, that gives you the tenacity to achieve the goal, I guess.
And you know what? When she puts her mind to something, she fucking does it.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to sort out the washer-dryer, because my dryer broke again, obviously. Like, it was the saga of last December came and joined us again this year, and despite Igor's best efforts, our dryer shit the bed. So we fucking bought a new one, and she sorted it all out. She sorted out the install. She sorted out the taking away of the old one. I had to do literally nothing.
That is so good.
And she actually just accommodated all the things that I wanted. I was like, well, you know, I want it to be big enough to handle, like, a pretty good load. And so she found me one. She found me one. 12. I know. She found me one that is, like, an extra huge capacity but still fits our little closet. And it has a steam capability, so we don't need an iron anymore. And not that we ever had one or ever used one.
I never ironed shit.
Never. But I could now. I can steam things.
Ooh.
Steamy baby. And yeah, and she figured out one that has a pause button so I can still put things into the front-loading washer. Because that was my concern about having not a top-loading washer was that I would not be able to, like, throw the sock that I lost in towards the end. She's like, baby, I got you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well done. Stepping
so that's
up.
That's it. Is that she has to, I have to just let her do what she wants to do about something and she'll get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's what happened with our apartment. It's what happened with her car, all those kinds of things. It's like, I just need to get out of her fucking way and stop, like, telling her what to do.
I mean, that's kind of a good thing and that's less work for you.
Yeah, and it's teaching me to let somebody else do something and excel at it.
Whoa!
Whoa, still learning. Still crazy after all these years. After 9 years together.
That's very sweet.
It is. I do really love my wife. Go figure. It was nice to go on a date with you and Ed tonight.
Yeah.
And read our books and eat pho. Pho. Mm-hmm. I don't want a Vietnamese person to come through the computer and bait me up. More likely a white person who's being pedantic. It's actually pronounced pho.
Oh. I just, yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to this next year. I don't know what it will bring, but...
It's got to be better.
Yeah, just because, like, I just feel like, it's like, okay, I'm used to the circumstances now, and so now we're just going to plow ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
And so now I know what to expect. It's still going to be fucking hard, but I'm going to be able to cope with it a lot better than I did before. And the real thing for me is that I lost myself, and so now I kind of have myself again, and I'm like, okay.
Get your shit hooked.
Just got to keep doing me. Also, another cool thing, we're giving up our jam space, me and Allison, and are going to jam here in the basement.
Oh, cool.
Which is way easier for me and her, because we both live so close together.
Right. And cheaper.
Way cheaper. And it's a little bit less, like, private. It's kind of nice to have your own, like, grown-up clubhouse that you can just go and, like, sneak off and drink a beer, blah, 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 instead of being at home. But, like, who cares? Like, I want to jam in my house. So,
and yeah, you really save the money.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think that Erin's going to leave her keyboard here too, which means that I'm going to have a lot more songwriting capabilities, like, within my own home to, like, rock out.
That's so awesome.
I've decided I really want to learn to cover this one Led Zeppelin song on the cello.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Wicked. Oh man, we both are definitely filled with some go forward energy.
Well, I feel like that's what our New Year's party does for us, is because you spend a month jamming rock and roll songs with your friends and singing almost every day. Well, for me, every day, because I'm on every set.
You're on every fucking set, dude.
And, except for one. And it's the last set of the night, too, so I don't really get a break at all.
Fuck, dude.
It's fun, though. I get to play cowbells and tambourines and sing, and I just fill in all the extra parts.
Thank you for cowbelling for me.
It's so good.
It's so funny.
But it just fills me with a lot of creative energy. It's just like, fuck, I can do anything, because we can pull off this amazing endeavor, and that's such a good way to enter a new year.
It is, and I the one year that I missed this party, it just, I felt so unstable. I legit did. Mm-hmm. I was like, it was, I think it was 2011, maybe, like going into 2012. And I went to Saskatchewan, and so I missed the party, and I was like, instant regret. Because it just, like, I had a terrible time where I went. And, I mean, not, like, the whole time I was in Saskatchewan, but I just went to, like, a teen party, and it sucked.
Aw, teen so party.
They weren't really teens, but they were very young at the time. Yeah. So now, that's 7 years ago, and my sister's almost 30 now, so she's not a teen. Not that she was then. But anyway, besides the point, but what I was going to say was that, like, when you are crazy stupid busy with work, like, the idea of planning and organizing and executing a bunch of musical stuff seems to be exhausting, but when you're in it, even if you're super busy, you're always really, like, flush and suffused with energy when you're doing things.
Because singing your heart out feels amazing, being surrounded, like, you put in your earplugs to protect your ears, mm-hmm. but having, like, drums and bass and guitar, like,
hit you all over your body.
Yeah, it's like a full body massage, like, all to the inside of your business. Like, it's very
right
good.
Into your business. Get all in there.
You know, it's vibrating.
Yeah, it's fine. It gets all up in your business, and you like it, and it's good. Yeah.
I'm also going to indulge in a little more bougie shit, just because I can.
Get the money.
But, like, I got my nails done the other day.
Yeah.
And I had the weirdest conversation with the manicurist, so I just was, like, listening to a podcast for most of the time, and then she brought out a hot towel to, like, you know, be nice on my hands. And I was like, oh, that's just like in the maternity ward when they've got like nice hot towels, because I was a doula. Mm-hmm. Like, I just mentioned something like that. And she's like, oh, how do you know if you're pregnant? I'm like, excuse me? And she just kind of started getting, yeah, I had sex with my boyfriend and he didn't pull out and this and that. And she got so instantly intimate. And I was just like, the only thing to do is just meet her back with the exact same thing. I'm like, well, it depends on where you are in your cycle. Do you have regular periods? Like, do you know? Because, like, she's like, well, I just finished having my period. So
then you're not fertile.
Probably. Yeah, then you're not. Except if you have irregular cycles, you might ovulate earlier. Mm-hmm. Who knows? But I'm pretty sure you're safe. But, like, obviously, here are some of the signs you can monitor. And she's like, yeah, just I know with my other boyfriend, like, my ex, like, we tried to getting pregnant for, like, years and it didn't work. And, like, every time we'd have sex, I'd stand up and it would all just come out of me.
Oh, my God.
And she's, like, scraping my cuticles at the time. And I'm just like, what is happening? And she's like, and this time, like, we had sex and then I stood up and nothing came out. So did I just suck it all up and now I'm pregnant?
What?
And she's like, you know, if you have to put a couple fingers in there to, like, scoop it out, I'm like, oh, my God.
I've never even spoken that candidly with you. And we are best friends.
I know. It was so
I've
funny.
Never even mentioned the scooping thing to somebody else, because I thought I was like, nobody else does that.
Everybody does it, apparently.
Oh, I mean, I don't, because I don't have sex with disgusting boys. Just kidding. But mom and dad don't listen to this.
But it was, like, extremely, like, okay, we're doing this. And then
I like that you just were like, okay, yes and.
Because, like, what?
What else are you going to do? You're trapped.
And I'm not going to be like a dick, like, ew, I don't want to talk about that. Like,
that went deep really quick.
Yeah, I was, like, extremely surprised. And so now I'm just like, I went and bought my own cuticle tools. I don't really want to go back. I don't really want to.
Oh, my God, just go to a different salon.
This one's right across the street. Anyway, it just feels, it felt weird. But it was very
funny.
That
was a great story.
It was very funny.
Did it just get sucked right up? I was like, maybe it's just a.
And then, but then I literally said, I'm like, well, you know, some guys have more than others. And she's like, yeah, but I've seen it on me. And I know that there's lots. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It kept going.
I've
better.
Seen it on me.
So she knows. She knows that he comes a lot, but this just got sucked up. I'm just like, you know what?
That's. I don't think that's how. It doesn't just like all get sucked up.
No,
that's not,
I know. I know.
It's not like it goes or something. It's not how.
And that's how you know you're pregnant, because it just like.
Because your uterus goes yum. And then you're like, shit, I'm pregnant now.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh, God. That was like after, because Ed is playing, your partner Ed is playing guitar on my set, mm-hmm. and we're doing Troopers, the Boys, and Bray Wyatt's Sports Car, and he learned this very long solo for it. It sounds so good. And I was like, well, I'm pregnant now, having heard that, so I'll send you a bill. It's just too sexy.
Yeah.
He's very talented.
There's a bunch of songs that we're like, everyone's going to make out to this song, everyone's going to make out to that song, so I'm looking forward to it.
I don't think I have a single makeout song.
Nope.
Nope. All of mine are just party or party.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna, like, I'm singing Take Me to Church, and my mom and my cousin are gonna be at the party, so that's gonna be fun. Like, great. I didn't realize that I'd become an adult that, like, swilled tequila and sang sex songs and, like, I'm gonna wear leather pants and red lipstick.
You have leather pants?
Yeah, I have new leather pants.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. New leather pants?
Yeah, you're gonna see them. They're hot.
I hope I see them.
They're like, leather paneled leggings.
Okay. Just thinking, like talcuming yourself into a pair of real leather pants.
No, I'm not that crazy.
Isn't that, like, a side plot on a Seinfeld
No,
or something?
It's on Friends, where Ross had the leather pants and it was bad.
If there's anybody not sexy enough in the world for leather pants, it is David Schwimmer.
Ew. No, but it's just very funny that I'm like, that I would become the kind of adult that does that and be comfortable with my mom being there to witness.
Your mom's just going to be like, I like that church song. I like that song about going to church. I don't really even like church. It's a good song. I feel like maybe it wasn't about church. It's a good song. I liked it. Good job, Chris. It's my impression of your mom.
Essentially. So anyway.
Your mom is not innocent, but she sometimes acts innocent, which I think is really charming. Oh! Oh! As if she hasn't been a public health nurse for like 30 fucking years. She's probably seen some real bad buttholes in her time.
I mean, that's not what public health nurses do.
I mean, if you got a messy butthole, that's a public health hazard, isn't it?
Normally the, like, bad butt stuff is, like, ER nurses. Public health nurses are like, I'm gonna do a workshop on how to prevent...
Funky butt!
Funky butt Medina. Funky butt Medina. Anyway.
Oh, we're silly geese.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Is that it for us?
Yeah, more or less. We're just gonna keep it short and sweet. And just, you know, a little reflection on the year as if we haven't already been processing it in real time as we've been doing
it. That's all this podcast is processing time.
But I just, you know, I'm feeling, cautiously optimistic, vigilantly optimistic.
I like that. What's my phrase for the new year is, yeah, I like that. I like, cautiously optimistic for sure. We're planning for the worst, but hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. And
I like, grow, what did you say? Like planting seeds in rocky soil or something like that? Yeah. Like flourish in rocky soil.
Exactly. That's my plan is to try this. Because my thing is that if the conditions aren't perfect, I will hold off on doing things because, you know, but
you don't have a choice anymore, Katie. The conditions are not going to get better, so you better just do the thing or else you're never going to do anything. So you better fucking do something.
That's
to me as well.
For the last 2 years, I've been waiting for the year to improve, and it just didn't. So I'm going to just start working as if, like, just as if it's already good.
As if.
Because that was my, I think so much in the future, and so I'm always anxious about things. Like, when I got this little tickle in my throat, I was like, fuck, I'm going to ruin the New Year's party. Instead of just like, oh, I might be a little raspy is the most likely situation. So I'm going to be a little raspy. And not, like, oh, I'm just going to ruin it, and nothing's going to be good if I get sick or whatever, but
I'm rolling my eyes so hard at you. I rolled my eyes, like, 6 times as you were saying
I know, but that was like, just my mental thoughts where I was like, I can't get sick. I was like, no, I am sick, so fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't have money, I can't really do that. That's like my trip to England. I don't really have the money to do it. I'm just trusting that I'll be able to pull myself out of debt after.
Yeah,
like,
too bad you're doing it.
Too bad I'm doing it. I already paid for the flights, and I can mostly afford the accommodations and everything else God will provide. AKA Tessa will give me some money, maybe. My own personal goddess.
Oh, lucky bitch.
Lucky bitch. Well, I mean, you're the flush one.
I know.
You're like Little Miss Moneybags.
You know.
Love ya.
What can I do except treat my friends good?
Hell yeah. Onward into the new year, friends. Okay. To take thyselves to a good place. Yeah.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.